They braved freezing rain and icy roads for a day of learning how to start a new business or improve an existing one, and a little networking over muffins and coffee. Over 100 people participated in the 6th Annual Southwest Business and Entrepreneur Expo on February 8 at the Kola Evangelical Mennonite Church Hall. Organized by a team of economic development practitioners, the day-long annual showcase of all things business included over 20 trade show booths and exhibits, as well as a number of breakout sessions and speakers. Kola, in the RM of Wallace Woodworth, is the smallest locale the event has been held in since it was launched at Verdon's Tundra Oil and Gas Place in 2018. Expo Chairperson and RM of Wallace Woodworth Economic Development Officer Tiffany Cameron presented Lasting Impressions, Your Town Rising 1 Year Later. Leslie Fournier and Greg McLaughlin were the guest speakers at the expo last year in Souris, and spent a week in the area touring Kenton, Elkhorn, Verdon and 8 other rural communities. They had a really good time seeing our communities and giving a fresh look into what they are presenting to people, Cameron said. Fournier and McLaughlin, two business owners from Ontario, examined storefronts and streetscapes and made suggestions and recommendations for signage, planters, seating and staging, all within a limited budget. "We've taken the Your Town Rising experience and we're starting to see it come to life," she said. Cameron said plans are afoot in Elkhorn to source vintage vehicles that are not worthy of display in the Manitoba Antique Auto Museum, paint murals on them, turn them into planters and decorative art and place them around the village. Elkhorn is running with this idea. Expect to see some cars this summer. The success of the Very Verdon Christmas campaign in Verdon over the 2022 holiday season was noted by McLaughlin and Fournier, who shared photos on their social media channels. A painting party was held in late November to create Grinch-themed Christmas trees, and that momentum extended to the annual Light Up Night and Santa Claus Parade. "The Grinch theme in Verdon took off," Cameron said. "I can't think of a business that didn't participate. There were painted windows, a Grinch photo shoot, very simple things that pulled the community together." As for individual businesses, Cameron stressed the importance of giving people a reason to visit them, especially as an economic rebound occurs after the ravages of COVID-19. "We want to say, welcome back," she said. "We want to make it fun and entertaining for people to be out shopping in our communities. We know how hard it is to compete on price against online shopping and big box stores, so we have to think about the value of our products. Always look at your business from an outsider's perspective to ensure you are creating a place people want to be." Panel discussion. A panel discussion around this year's theme, Taking the Next Step in Your Business, included two equestrians, Kim Richardson, an equine-assisted training facilitator and riding instructor who owns and operates Lucky Break Ranch in Tack near Rivers, and Juanita Funk, an equine osteopath and proprietor of Covenant Ranch Feed in Tack just outside Kola. Cindy Horrigan, founder and partner in Good Life Environmental at Pearson, also took part. Horrigan was a stand-in for Sarah Corrigal, co-owner of Southwest Strength in Melita, who was unable to participate due to poor road conditions. Before opening the floor to the audience, Cameron, who acted as moderator, had each explain how their business got started and posed predetermined questions regarding challenges, successes and decisions made along the way. She asked the three panelists to share advice for those wanting to channel their entrepreneurial spirit into a new enterprise. McConnell shares business wisdom. Keynote speaker Kim McConnell shared tips, successes and challenges from his business background, with a little humor mixed in. A native of Hamiota who now resides in Okotoks, Alberta, he received his post-secondary education at the University of Manitoba and proceeded to start and grow the company AdFarm, one of the largest and most respected agri-food marketing communications firms in North America. Throughout his career, he has received a number of accolades, including induction into the Canadian Ag Hall of Fame in 2012 and being named a member of the Order of Canada in 2017. Several breakout sessions were presented during the day, covering topics such as tax help for small business, mental health in the workplace and branding your business. Businesses pitched winners of the Business Pitch Competition, a closed-door event whereby business owners sell their startup plan to a panel of judges, included Drive. Ken's Woodworks $250 Most Unique or Original Pitch of the Day from Goodlands Environmental Studio T Video Creation and Design $1,000 Business Award from the Municipality of Two Borders Custom Cutting and Charcuterie Boards $500 Business Award from Crocus Country EDCZOEY Jeb Wellness $1,000 Business Award from the RM of Wallace Woodworth Sandy Soil Farm and Gardens $250 Marketing Excellence from the RM of Pipestone $500 Original or Unique Business from the RM of Pipestone $750 Ability to Succeed from the RM of Pipestone THE Dennis County Cafe $500 Best Business Pitch from the RM of Pipestone Sanders Water and Ice $1,000 Business Award from the Town of Verdon EXACT Shine Auto Detailing $1,000 Best Overall Pitch of the Day from Community Futures $500 Demonstrates a Sound Business Plan with Steps for Growth from the Municipality of Souris Glenwood $500 Best Overall Presentation from the Municipality of Souris Glenwood 1 year membership from the Souris and Glenwood Chamber of Commerce $1,000 advertising credit to the most creative business pitch from CJRB Golden West Radio since the Southwest Business Expo began. Over $41,500 has been distributed to the winners of the business pitch competition, with 71% of the businesses still in operation today. Looking ahead, we're always trying to improve the experience for our participants, said Souris Glenwood Economic Development Officer Echo Finley. We try to get really relevant and interesting information. We try to make sure we host it in the various regions. It's a collaboration between these different municipalities, so we take turns hosting it to make sure that if someone couldn't attend before, now it's going to end up being that they have the chance. Finley said that COLA was suggested as a site, and the EMC Church as a suitable venue, for the RM of Wallace Woodworth to take its turn as event host. Tiffany Cameron had suggested COLA because there really aren't many events held there, but there's a lot of people that are running home businesses. She said, that's what we based the theme around, taking your business to the next level. No matter where you were at, it was meant for the information to be relevant within that area. We really tried to be aware of where we decided to hold it so it would bring some awareness to a part of the region that maybe otherwise we wouldn't have known about. Plans call for the 2024 edition of the Southwest Business and Entrepreneur Expo to be held in Deloraine.